SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Elmer.
Magandang umaga rin na Ronald, lalo na sa tagapagkinig natin sa ating radio sa SBS. Ito na at almost 1 week na tayo.
Yes. Nagpupuyat. O nga. At paano mo isasalarawan itong huling tatlong mabibigat na laban, itong ika-7 araw ng ating pagsubaybay sa World Cup? Ang labanan ng Portugal versus Morocco, Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, at Iran versus Spain. So paano mo isasalarawan isa-isa?
Well, una sa lahat, ang Portugal versus Morocco, no? Morocco. Ang Portugal, ang posisyon ng team is 4-4-2. So more on defending sila against Morocco na 3-3-4. Kasi naghahabol itong mag-score yung Morocco, no? Anyway, sa unang minuto, nag-attempt agad ang Morocco mula sa corner kick. Paglipas ng 4 na minuto, nakakuha naman ng corner kick yung Portugal kung saan nakuha ni Ronaldo sa pamagitan ng ulo para maka-score ng goal para sa pang-apat na goal sa tournament. So, very quick ang goal in the first 4 minutes, kaagad naka-goal si Ronaldo. At saka, after 11 minutes, nakakuha naman ng corner ang Morocco at ito'y nahiting ng Iran na captain. At maswerte ang goalkeeper at dumiritso sa kanyang kamay. So, the score still remain 1-0. Yeah. And after, ang position ng Portugal is 48% to 52%.
Okay.
Si Cendric of Portugal is playing well. Nang distribution niya sa midfield para kay Ronaldo ay napakaganda. At na pagdating ng 60 minutes, si Benicia, isa captain of Morocco, attempt for a free kick and went wild. So, okay. The score still remained 1-0, no?
1-0.
At saka sa 16 minutes, ang free kick at sa 24 yard, by number 7 sa Morocco, at saka ito ay tumama sa taas ng bar. And 78 minutes, si Benitia nag-heading na naman, at ito ay medyo wild. And then 83 minutes, Ronaldo was fouled just outside the penalty box by Benitia and hit the wall. And sa 90+2, na yellow card si Silva ng Portugal, and 90+3, Benicia, the captain, have a last attempt in the game in a dying minute. So yung score still remain 1-0 until the final whistle.
Okay. Yes, and sa Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia naman, paano mo sasalarawan?
Well, ito, Uruguay and Saudi Arabia. Yung Uruguay is, yung defense nila, si Odin, he's a strong defense, he's a captain for the Uruguay, and Luis Suarez. So anyway, after first minutes, in Luis Suarez naka make his goal for his 100th goal for the country, and ito ay sa pamagitan ng corner, at ang coach ng Saudi Arabia, he gambled to put ang third goalkeeper. Kaya nakagol ito si Suarez dahil na-miss niya pagsuntok at tumama naman sa paa ni Suarez on his left side, and there's no goalkeeper sa goal. So it's an easy goal from him. At saka yung Saudi, they are very good in containing Cavani. And Cavani is the first class goal scorer from PSG. So, Uruguay has the most powerful forward, which is si Suarez, Barcelona, and Cavani is from PSG. And the score was 1-0.
Okay.
Kasi parang nalaman na ng Uruguay na one is enough to bring them to the next round.
Oh, parang nga dyan, Elmer, no, dahil dito yung group A, dalawa na yung pasok sigurado, no? Itong Russia tsaka Uruguay, no?
Oo.
Pasok na silang dalawa,
no? Pasok na silang dalawa.
Oo. Okay. Sa huling laro naman kahapon o kanilang madaling araw to, kanilang madaling araw, Iran versus Spain, paano mo isasalarawan?
Well, ito yung Iran and Spain. Actually, Spain have a very good defense, no? Through Ramos and Busquets. And most of these players is fresh from the Champions League for Real Madrid. Ano? Mm-hmm. And in the first half, they will draw kasi wala namang pumasok na goal. And then second half, in the 53 minutes, Iranian defender cleared the ball away from the box area. And then it went to David Silva. David Silva gave it to Diego Costa. Apparently, he was lucky na pag turn around niya, tumama doon sa paa ng depensa ng Iran at saka bumalik sa tuhod ni Diego Costa and score. So, in football, there's no impossible. The ball is always round. Anyway, after 7 minutes, ang Iran naka-score through free kick, no? But the referee went to a VAR. In sure, it was ang player ng Iran na nag-score. Before the ball was played, he was in offside position. So, the score was not counted.
Okay.
So, the score was remain 1-0 to Spain.
Okay.
At saka, dalawang yellow card for Spain, si Ibrahimovic and Amini. And ito, si Diego Costa, medyo humahabol sa score, no? So, tatlo na yung kanyang goal compared kay Ronaldo na apat. So, malamang na itong dalawa ay maglalaban para sa Golden Boots Award, which is in a couple of World Cup, only 5 has been made score to win.
Okay.
Sa ngayon, si Ronaldo may apat
na. Oh, may apat na si Ronaldo. Oh.
So, probably in this case, mabibreak natin yung 5 goals from last World Cup to Hamis.
Okay. That's very good. Habang nagiging mas exciting na mas exciting ang nangyayari sa World Cup. Okay, Elmer, at sa susunod na araw ulit, sa Sabado, makakasama ka namin ulit. Maraming okay. Salamat sa'yo, Elmer.
Maraming salamat, Ronald, at lalo sa SBS, at saka sa lahat na nakikinig sa amin. Please follow up on our station. Mag-download lang sa app sa SBS Radio Filipino.
Okay, thank you.
Magandang umaga, thank you.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.